the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
They are a multi-award-winning comedy improv band who've supported Ed Sheeran on his arena tour. Their awards include Hackney Empire New Act of the Year and the Adelaide Fringe Festival Best Comedy Newcomer Award. They have appeared at Glastonbury, Latitude, Festival, Leeds and Reading Festivals. TV-wise, they've been on 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, The Al Porter Show, The Ray Darcy Show, BBC Three's Live at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, BBC Two's The Stephen K. Amos Show, and on Sky Arts as well as part of their Latitude coverage. And on the 6th and 7th of May, they are performing right here at the Brighton Fringe Festival. On the phone with me right now from Abandoman, it's Rob Broderick. Hello, Rob.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. How are you?
Yeah, good, very good. We're kind of getting ready for a trip to Brighton, and just we're working. You're calling us in the middle of a rehearsal session.
Okay.
So we're kind of getting ideas settled, concepts built up. The whole show, as you know, it's a freestyle rap show, so you can only plan. There's kind of narrative to this one. So we're planning this is the narrative, but the truth is all the songs and pretty much all the characters are people that we're going to meet on the night of the show. So there's only so much you can do in the offstage side of life.
I was going to ask you that, because it is kind of improv and freestyling. How much can you rehearse and what can you rehearse?
The truth is you can't rehearse a lot, but this show is kind of fictional. It's very silly. It's like basically we've done a number of shows, and our last show had P. Diddy Skyping in to give us advice on how to write songs, and that was a load of fun. It kind of, as a concept, ties the show together. This one is a biopic that starts in the late 80s with myself and Sam Wilson, who's playing all the music, singing all the hooks, starting our journey. And it's kind of basically a biopic about the rise and fall of Abandoman, taking us overseas, all taking place during the 90s, maybe a little bit in the early 2000s. It's very, very silly. and then as the crowd comes in, we chat to them about their lives, but also we kind of infer that there's maybe elements of our lives and their lives intersecting in the past. So it's a kind of, it sounds quite high concept. Ultimately, it's a really fun rap show with a load of extra narrative elements that are very silly.
Now, you mentioned a rap, and I'll be honest, when I told friends here about an Irish freestyle rapper in an improv hip-hop comedy band, their reaction was, huh? Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I think when things, first of all, when I started doing this, I was, I've been rapping since I was a kid, and, you know, there was no hip-hop scene. There was a small hip-hop scene. Messiah Jay and The Expert and Rob Kelly used to be there, but there wasn't a massive scene that you could fall into in Ireland. So it wasn't really that I started doing it on stage until I came to England. At that point, I was a stand-up comedian, and I was playing a lot of clubs as a compere, which involves a lot of improvising. And then I'd start bringing up bookers and be like, hey, man, listen, rather than comparing, why don't I do this freestyle rap show? And people openly were like, that sounds like the worst idea. So in the early days, definitely trying to communicate that this was something that I could do was very tough. And then, you know, we brought it to Edinburgh, and we were lucky enough to have a great reception up in Edinburgh. And then that's about 2010. Off the back of that, it's not been as difficult. But there still are moments. I always think it's funny, like you go back home and go to a wedding from, like, say, a schoolmate, and you're at a table, and everyone's like, what do you do? And you're like, well, kind of a musician, kind of a comedian. I'm a rapper. And you just see the table being like, this guy's, you know, he's drunk.
Yeah.
like people, I've definitely experienced, every 3 months I experience skepticism in a very real moment. But, you know, it's part and parcel. I think half the charm of this is it's an unusual voice to hear in the hip-hop world. There aren't a huge amount of Irish rappers that we all know and love. I think, you know, English hip-hop, since Dizzy Rascal went, you know, worldwide, now he's got Skepta, there's so many people that have blown up over the last decade that it's not an unusual voice to hear.
Yeah.
But I think with the Irish voice, there's no, you know, there's a couple of rappers that are doing well, but there's no kind of, we're not quite used to that voice in the hip-hop world. And, you know, I get it. I think if I heard this in Irish freestyle rapper, I'd be skeptical.
Yeah, and it wasn't just yourself though in the lineup at the start. Who got involved with you?
So all kinds of musicians. So it's James Hancock. We toured together for quite a few years. Amazing guitarist, another pianist called Rob Grundle, and then Sam Wilson, who's playing in the Brighton show. Sam, I met. He's a classical percussionist, actually, and we did a show at Guildhall University. Sam was there, and he approached us after the show, and he actually put together a whole band that we took on the road. We were offered a sports spot for Ed Sheeran, which was cool. We actually started performing with Ed Sheeran in Brighton in a free show in 2009, or maybe 2010, maybe 11, I'm not sure, somewhere around there, a while ago. But free show, it was like... cool. It was a hip hop producer, put four of us together. So Ed, as just at the start of his rise to fame, was like, "Do you want to come on tour?" So Sam helped us put together this band. And over the years, I didn't realize he was a great pianist and a great singer. He started looping stuff up. So the show now sounds really big, but it's Sam with some amazing musical equipment and a skill set to create a big sound as just one man.
And I suppose, given your tour with Ed Sheeran, do you see yourself as a comedy actor or a music actor or both at this point?
Comedy act primarily. But we love doing shows for music festivals. We love being in a music stage. So I think it's a very musical show and it brings something very different. But I think our kind of upbringing where we do most of our shows in the comedy circuit.
Yeah. And I suppose a lot of your act is based around kind of audience responses. Has there ever been a response or a show that's kind of just floored you, really? Or flummoxed you?
I wouldn't say flummoxed, but yes, there have been things that have surprised me. So we'd actually had a really fun show up in Scotland. We did Hogmanay up in Scotland this year up in Edinburgh. And we had the whole front row. There was five seats in the front row. They were empty. And I asked front of house, like, could we try just to fill them? Because that's where I usually chat. And so they came back and they were like, good news. We found five very enthusiastic lads who were delighted to go there. So went out on stage, start chatting to these guys. It turns out that they're having a reunion from when they were serving in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And the reason that they're celebrating is it was kind of a beautiful thing. It was a tribute to one of them losing his leg 5 years ago to the day.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they were out to celebrate him, his new leg. And so as much as they could, they were great. They got involved in the show. And I don't even remember quite how this ended up happening. The guy's prosthetic leg was done up like an aquarium. It was fish all over it. Okay. And he ended up on stage doing the split with us. And then he removed the leg and threw it to another member of the crowd. And there are moments where you're on stage just going, this is, you know, controlled chaos, but I'm barely in control of it. So and it was a real celebration. The whole crowd got behind them. It went wild. They were really fun. There are moments that you go out on stage and you're like, I could have never predicted that this will be the night that I'm having. And those are my favorite gigs. The ones where super random stuff happens always are interesting.
So two gigs are never the same. Two Abandoned Man gigs never ever the same, are they?
Yeah, and that's the joy. People often go, do you hope you get the same suggestions when we're asking questions to the crowd? But no, like the real joy is like when you go, I would have never thought of that. Let's see where that takes us.
Now, you're taking this year's show, as you said, Life and Rhymes, to the Brighton Fringe this May. You've got two dates, the 6th and 7th of May, both at Republic. Have you been to Brighton? Well, you have been to Brighton before, haven't you? You've been a few times.
Loads, yeah. Vanderbilt started in Brighton. So in 2008, myself and another friend of mine, Corey Highland, went down a couple of days before the Fringe and chatted with the Heist on West Street to see if they'd let us run gigs. So we ran... you know, shows downstairs in the Heights for about 25 days. And at the start of it, Abandonment was a fully scripted hip-hop show, but I couldn't remember my lyrics. And by the time I left, it was a fully improvised hip-hop show and was much better. So I've got, you know, so much love for Brighton. And we've been back loads since. We adore playing there.
So this is going to be a bit of a homecoming then for Abandonment.
Hopefully. Homecoming of sorts. Home away from homecoming.
Great. And what else do you have coming up this year then? Because you did a lot of touring last year. You were in Adelaide as well, I believe.
Yeah, been in Adelaide and Hong Kong this year. And then in the next couple of months, we're doing a tour of Ireland, then a lot of the music festivals, and then we head north, like every comedian I'm sure you're speaking to on the show. We're all going off to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival for all of August. So, it's busy, but it's funny. You're hitting, I think, all comedians who are doing Edinburgh are in that kind of funny moment where they're getting all their new show tied up. So it's a funny old time. Every comedy, every comedian I'm talking to is like working on their posters. We're all in that kind of like hard work period. That's what I think April and May are. But it's time to see people because everyone's like getting their, just getting new ideas to the point that they're good, that they're fun. It's an interesting time in comedy, but that's what the summer holds.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to give you a bit of a challenge right now. I'm going to give you a few words that you're going to try and put into a freestyle rap. Are you up for it?
Yes, very much so. Excited.
Okay, so rather than Rob rapping down his phone, which probably won't sound very good on radio, we're going to be a little bit fancier than that. Rob's going to put me on his loudspeaker, and I'm going to call out some words. He's going to record himself rapping, and once we finish recording this, the magic editing elves are going to make it all sound really, really smooth. Hopefully, that's the plan anyway. Rob, are you ready?
Okay, let's see what happens. Well, for listeners, any words you give us, Anthony, I'm just going to pop on a beat in the background by Atmosphere. Any word you give me, I'm going to try and use in a song. This is the Radio Reverb Freestyle Challenge. Okay. Here we go, man, tonight we gonna rap for free. You know that tonight, man, we rap all these with Anthony. How you doing right now? First of all, speak words. First thing we get from the Radio Reverbs.
Panther.
Yeah, never like a disaster. We have to do this, man, we try to go forever faster. Big cats in the game like we be rolling with the panther. You know that the vibe is hyper tonight, sir. We going like Eye of the Tiger. Try to do this, keeping it divine. Johnny Cash style like we just walking the line. King. And yet, man, the second thing. Drop it, Anthony, before like we forget this thing.
Sunshine.
Yeah, that we can bust rhymes. Sometimes Brighton's got sunshines. I believe this tonight, man, we need this. Sitting on Brighton's 6th of May by the beaches. Yeah, we doing this so much fun. Let the flow just shine like we go to the sun. Third word that we got, just like pop it.
Railway.
Yeah, that we can drop it. That's right, you need to listen. What's the train line that goes there? I think it's children. We are children. I think it is crazy, insane. The opposite of tame. Playing by the trains. We doing this. Yeah, man, we rock this. With the tank engine style like Tom Miss. The fourth one. Yep, that we be catching. Throw them in there, Anthony, as we could grab them.
Radio.
Yeah, man, we blaze the flow. Hey, creating those radio flows. Hey, man, let's dance and them. When we going over like the FM, AM. We can even speak through invisible flows through the binary, keeping it digital. Yep, that's right, to make sure that you hear words real clear. We're coming through Radio Reverb, the last one that we got. Anthony, drop that one so we can make, hopefully, the song pop.
Jumper.
Yeah, man, must serve. Flows when it's like cold, got my jumpers. Yep, I come from Dublin town. Famous hip-hop song, Jump Around. Straight out like Ireland, that we can kick this off the skull tonight. We keep this stuff knitted like wool. We doing this straight for the people. Jumpers, we pop like words knitted with the needles. We will doing this'll be the pre-show. Please come to like Brighton for the sequel. Yep, that's right, man, tonight, man, true son. We getting ready for the 6th and revolution. On the beach, man, is where you can see this tonight, man. We gonna just hit it with the beat. It's time for us to stop rapping the free, man. Clap for these when we flow with Anthony's.
Wait, that is brilliant. That is very, very good.
Yes, thank you very much, man. Thank you very, very much.
That's really, really good, man. That's really, really good.
Hey, thank you so much, Anthony. An absolute pleasure.
People are going to love your show. It's on the 6th and 7th of May at Republic. You can buy the tickets at the Brighton Fringe website as well. Rob, thanks very, very much.
Absolute joy. Thank you so much for having us. And yeah, hopefully people can make it down. The show's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, looking forward to seeing you there.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
The other sort of people I pass and I tut and I shake my head.
Yeah, probably.
I'm kitted out in all the proper gear.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show. What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.